Es kann sein, dass ich nicht so viel Chesel schlage, aber wenn ich Yehudim, sag ich, ich kann ihm darf Tez sein. Sagt die Gemara, Pasuk gives the different spices totaling 1500 shekels of weight used to give fragrance to the Shemen HaMishcha. The Pasuk then says that the actual oil used was only one hin, which is 12 lukin. Rav Meir says the roots of the spices were boiled in the oil. Rav Yehuda says they would first soak the spices in water and then place the oil on top of the saturated spices. When the oil took on the fragrance, the oil would be wiped off the spices and then preserved. A Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Lo, said, the Shemen HaMishcha that was made by Moshe in the Midbar was full of nisim. The amount of oil used should not have been enough to even smear onto the spices. Additionally, some oil should have evaporated in the cooking process. Some oil should have been absorbed into the spices, and some should have been absorbed into the pot. Yet, this oil miraculously was sufficient to anoint the Mishkan, all its kelim, the Shulchan and its kelim, the Menorah and its kelim, the oil that was used to anoint Aaron and all his sons the 7 days of the Miluim, and still remained for the anointing of all future Kahanim, Gedolim, and kings. Mor explains that only the first king from a family needs to be anointed, but a king whose father was a king does not need to be anointed. However, every Kohen Gadol needs to be anointed, even if his father was a Kohen Gadol. We also learn from a pasuk that Moshe Shemen HaMishcha will still exist in the times of Mashiach. Zakhamar, we see from David's instruction on how to anoint Shlomo, his son, that a king should be anointed near a spring. We don't anoint the king whose father was a king unless there is a dispute to his becoming king. In such a case, we would anoint him to make it clear that he is the king. We see this by Shlomai, we see this by Yoyosh, by Yoyachas, and by Yehu. We learned that only the king of Beis David gets anointed. So how could Yehu, who was Malchi Yisrael, Melech of Yisrael, how could he have been anointed? Second of all, how could Yoyachas been anointed? We learned that his father Yoshiyahu hid the Shemen HaMishcha. Mar says they were anointed with balsam oil, not with the actual Shemen HaMishcha. Zakhtimar, a king should be anointed with oil placed in the horn because Sheol and Yehu were anointed with oil from a jar. The kingdoms did not last, whereas David and Shlomo, who were anointed with oil from horns, had the kingdoms last. Zakhtimar, Kahanim cannot become kings. Yehuda Antundaria explains this is because the pasuk says that the kingship should not leave from Yehuda. Lo yasa shayim Yehuda. Rechi bar Ada says it's based on the pasuk that discusses the kings and is then followed with the pasuk that says lo yia kahanim halavim. Zakhtimar, the pasuk says that Yeshayahu had four sons, Yochanan, Yoyakim, Tzidkiyahu, and Shalom. Rabbi Yochanan said Yochanan was Yoyachas. Zakhtimar, the pasuk says that Yochanan was the Bechar, and we know that Yoyachas was not the oldest. Mar says the pasuk means that he was the Bechar for the kingship, meaning he was the first of the sons to be king. Rabbi Yochanan said Shalom was actually Tzidkiyahu. Zakhtimar, Ada listed separately as being number three and number four. Mara says, because he was third in age order, but fourth to become king, because the nephew was king after the two older brothers, making him the fourth after the father. Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Aroin's measurements given in Amos in the Pasuk are an Amos of 6 Tfachim per Amma. This is actually the sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda said it's the Amos used with regard to the Kalim, which are Amos of 5 Tfachim per Amma. According to Rav Meir, the urn was 15 Tfachim long and 9 Tfachim wide when measured on the outside. Inside were the two sets of Luchas, 4 Luchas in total, each piece measuring 6 Tfachim long and 3 Tfachim wide. The Luchas were placed with their width to the length of the urn. All 4 Luchas therefore took up 12 Tfachim. There were 3 Tfachim of the urn remaining. The wall of each side of the urn was a half a Tefach thick, thus leaving 2 tvachim of inside space. In this space was placed a Sefer Torah written by Moshe. Regarding the width of the urn, which was 9 tvachim, 6 tvachim were taken up by the luchas, and a half a tefach for each wall. This leaves 1 tefach on each side of the luchas, which remained empty, which allowed for the maneuvering of the Sefer Torah. According to Rish Lakish, which is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the amas of the urn were 5 tvachim each. Therefore, the length of the urn was 12 and a half tvachim, and the width was 7 and a half tvachim when measured from the outside. With regard to the length, the luchas were placed inside, as explained above, which occupied 12 tefachim. The remaining half tefach was due to the quarter tefach thickness of each wall of the two walls on each side. With regard to the width, the luchas took up 6 tefachim. The thickness of the quarter tefach thick walls took up another half a tefach, and there remained one half tefach on each side of the aron to allow for the maneuvering of the luchas. According to this, the Sefer Torah must have been kept outside of the aron. Chanina says the urn was made of a smaller golden box that was placed into a larger wooden box, which then was placed into a larger golden box, thus covering the wood with gold all around. Rishlakish says the urn was a wooden box that was plated with gold. Chanina ben Gamliel says the luchas were written with 5 of the Aseret HaDibros on one and 5 on the other. The Rabbanan say all 10 of the Aseret HaDibros were written on each of the luchas. Shimon Yochai says all 10 were written twice on each for a total of 20 on each of the luchas. Shimon says all 10 were written 4 times on each for a total of 40 of the Aseret HaDibros on each of the luchas. Chananya, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, says between each of the divas was written the details and the letters of the Torah. In fact, Gemara Tanchuma asked, the pasuk said that the Sefer Torah should be taken and placed mitzad ha'aron next to the aron. This seems to say only like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says another pasuk says v'el ha'aron titan es ha'edus asher etein elecha, which refers to the Sefer Torah, and says that it should be placed in the aron. So you see, I have one pasuk that is mashma like him, one pasuk that is mashma not like him.